Well, you'd be wild hog.
You ever see him around here?
No, no, he never let a wild hog around here. No, now those old hounds we had, our fox dogs, we used them to turn up hogs in the wintertime, you know. In fact, we used our dogs for everything. One year we planted asparagus across the big creek, Beaver Creek, and the nigger lived over there, had a bunch of hogs. My daddy told him, I done planted asparagus over there, put your hogs up. Said, yes, sir. So I don't know, a week or two, went over there and they done rooted up all the asparagus. So my daddy sent me and a nigger over there to get them with the dogs, and we got to the river, to the creek. Well, we had a footlog, but the hog wouldn't cross the creek. And so we'd tie them, catch them, the dog make dog catch them, and we'd walk the footlog and drag the hog.
You took the hog away from them?
Yeah, we didn't tie them. Well, when we'd get to the other side, dragging the hogs in the water, they'd be drowned. Well, we'd put them up on the bank, you know, and let the head down, and they'd come back to them. We had six, but not all of them, some of them were drowned. But going across that footlog, you know, we'd be dragged in the water.
Yes.
And we drowned two, three of them, but just pull them up in and water run out nose, going back to them. And my daddy made him pay. We brought the hogs on home, and my daddy made him pay for the feed, for the activated feed. They just took rope for rope, ripped up the feed.
Didn't they have those,
Yeah, that's old boar, had a long tongue.
Yeah.
That old dame dead hurts.
When you got a hog mad, he would stand up on his back. He was...
Yeah, bristle, yeah. They dang. And then, sometimes, well, any time, old Si would bunch of pigs. It was kind of dangerous. And at night, they'd be hunting, parking, coon hunting, you know, and run up on them at night. Boy, they'd scatter up, and dogs, too. Old Si would bunch of pigs, they were dangerous. Then one of our neighbors came over there one morning and said he wanted to get up his hog. Didn't know how he was going to get him up. Wasn't okay to get his dog. Then we had one or two dogs almost drive him. I told him, yeah. I said, you go down there after him. I said, this old dog might get after a coon. Maybe I can holler to her a few times and he'd get dog hog trail. And I did. We rode way down in the swamp. He'd horseback. And I got down there on the creek. And I began to holler to her. And he got out and opened the truck. I said, now that may be a coon and maybe them hogs. I went on for his bait and the hogs. And we got around a couple of miles from home, around big bunch of hogs, none of my home. No dog just. But that's the reason why those dogs would do that, because they were used. It's all of us there. And our dog had more sense than most anybody else's dog, because there's so many of us there. And you had to, well, anything, a horse or a mule, anything else, you had to use them for them to know what you wanted done.
Well, running a hog would ruin your dog, wouldn't it? Well, if you just run, that dog could run anything.
Yeah, well, they knew how to protect themselves. They'd get in the bars, you know, the vine, the hog make a dive at them, the dog would run, the vine catch the dog, and the hog would hurt the dog, but they learned how to protect
them. I was talking about the smell.
Oh, no, it didn't have no effect on the dog, no.
I always heard if you, especially with a hound, with a pointer, if you let him get to chasing rabbits, it'll just mess him up terrible.
Right. I don't know anything about them for bird dogs, mate.
Yeah.
You raised a lot of hogs.
Yeah. When you killed a hog, tell me about, when did you kill a hog?
Well, you were frosty morning. No, you didn't want it too cold. But with my daddy, he knew how to cut up a hog really good. And he had three or four old big niggers. And we didn't have to do that much. We went on when they got ready to kill a hog. But anyway, to kill them, and they put them in this like this old tub where I showed you, with hot water. And they put one end in and get it hot, and then turn and put the other end, and then you lay them out there on a board, and all the hair would come off. They could just scrape on, and it'd be just a white skin. And then you hang them up, and you gutted them and all, and then they had a big table left to put them on, or cut them up like you wanted to. But we, in old days, he had them old niggas there, and they knew how, and he didn't much else want us around him. They done had me went hunting.
Sure.